Hare Krishna. Yesterday was the first day of our meetings, and it was quite demanding. Not so much the meetings themselves, but going back and forth as we're staying quite a distance away, and in the afternoon, I went a little late. And of course, it's wonderful being here in Mayapur Dham. There's so much going on. There are actually two pictures I'll try and put on. Hopefully I can, at least one. Yesterday evening I took a walk and then I took a picture of the almost full moon, Mayapur Chandra, shining through the crane of the construction of the Mayapur Chandra Dwaya Mandir. And it was very, very, very beautiful. I took a walk afterwards. It was quite late, maybe almost 7 o'clock. And of course, when I first got here, Mayapur, set foot outside, that means that I meet so many God brothers, God sisters, or devotees, and need to greet them and say hello. And that was the case, especially walking by the temple, and then past the temple towards clockwise towards Srila Prabhupada's samadhi, and then I went into to see the little samadhi garden of my god brothers, and despite the traffic that goes on the road around Prabhupada Samadhi, that was, it's an amazingly very, very peaceful and calm place. Very few devotees go there unless there's a function, or at least there's not a lot of devotees there. They weren't last night. And the first samadhi was that of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and that was closed. And I offered my obeisances and some prayers or some exchange. And then from there, the Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj's samadhi, which was open, and there was a devotee there taking care, and there were also some visitors. And this time, Asit Krishna Prabhu had caught up with me. Some devotees may know him. He's the Mahant temple president of Bhaktivedanta Ashram at Govardhan, and he's been there ever since the project really began. And he's interestingly, he's first initiated by Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj, second initiated by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he's partaking sannyas for myself. And so he's here in Mayapur, and we were talking some as well. And there at Gaura Govinda Maharaj's samadhi, and see the garland, and then from there I went to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's samadhi, which was also closed, and offered words there, and from there and obeisances, and then from there I went to was Tatpur Maharaj, who was a Bengali sannyasi, who I knew somewhat, and it was only when I came in the fall that I knew that he passed away. I saw his samadhi. I didn't know what is this fifth samadhi over here, and I was told that it was he. And And then the last samadhi was that of Shiraswami Maharaj. The doors of his samadhi are sort of design cut out so you can see in, so even though it was closed, you could see in. And that was very nice to be able to be there. And as I mentioned, it was very, very peaceful, quiet area. And but some thoughts that I had afterwards, which I'd already shared with devotees before, was the merit of not making samadhis, but how much samadhis should be maintained and how detailed that worship should be. I remember some years back, some devotees had asked me my opinion about the worship of their departed spiritual master, and as a pushpa samadhi, and my advice to them was don't even do it, don't even make the samadhi. And my reason for that was some memorial can be there, just like I've asked devotees that if I leave this world, well, not if I, but when I. There's no question of if, it's just a matter of when. Make a very simple, just like right now we're making samadhis to mark different holy places. Now, just a very small samadhi, which with no puja, no offerings, no anything, as one should do with anything. Someone can dust it off, and that's it. Why? There are many, many reasons, which are, well, not only my own, but shared by other godmothers. Firstly, is that certainly disciples may have their sentiments for worship, being their departed spiritual master, but what happens when those disciples die? Who's going to continue the worship? The disciples of the disciples are going to worship their own guru. So one guru, that whom is gone, everyone continues to worship for the next 10,000 years and beyond, if we continue beyond that, is Srila Prabhupada. Why do we think we should be worshipping and increasing, especially in a world society where we're spreading consciousness all over the world, that we're taking up our time with elaborate puja of more and more and more deceased Vaishnavas without being cruel? Our business is with the living, not with the departed. So respect can be shown, but that should be very minimal. Another consideration is that in many parts of the world, the worship of Krishna, our deities, our installed deities, are not necessarily standard, or even if they are, then it's a struggle to maintain the standard. So our primary worship is that of their lordships, and we should not compromise that for some other way. At least these are my sentiments. Know that they're not necessarily going to be shared by everyone. But if we really look into the future, then we have to recognize that it's not going to be feasible for all disciples to really do justice to their sentiments and to their spiritual masters in a practical sense. They just have to see one generation beyond their own and think, am I establishing some type of worship that's just inevitably going to become neglected 50 years down the road. So why not just have some simple memorial that doesn't require much maintenance, where people can offer their respects at present and in the future, and if there's no standard there to be neglected. Anyway, these were just some thoughts that came up on the subject matter of samadhis, which by no means is meant to critique present samadhi standards, because unfortunately, as far as I know, we don't have any standards. And in the absence of such standards in our society, then so many other things will come up. And of course, better that Vaishnavas establish their will in this regard while they're alive, because when they leave, then obviously it's not a subject matter that's easily discussed with grieving disciples who want to do as much justice as they can to the memory of their spiritual master. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.